Unit 7. Quality.
Miss Woman, purchasing manager of Sino-German BH, is discussing with Mr. Wang, sales representative of Eastern Pharmaceutical Corporation, regarding the quality problem derived from the transaction of vitamin B12, which is an important pharmaceutical intermediate. To my disappointment, I must point out, before negotiation, that vitamin B12 you supplied us under contract number 125 were in poor quality.
I'm sorry to hear that. I would like to hear the details.
We duly inspected vitamin B12 upon its arrival at our port, and found with regret that some 50% of the product looked dark red, and some others even got conglomerated. That is drastically different from the specifications of the samples you furnished, which show color of pink and in powder form.
Well, it sounds strange. They were usually inspected to the standard before shipment.
I'm surprised to hear you say that. Do you mean I'm talking nonsense?
Oh, no. I know you are quite serious.
We're sorry to tell you that we have to decline the goods.
How can you do that? This is business.
This is a business attitude, too. Business should be done on the basis of equality and mutual benefit.
But please don't forget we have signed a contract.
But the color and quality the contract provides are exactly like the samples, while your goods are far discrepant. In one word, the quality is too bad.
But we have already delivered the goods to the destination port. If you decline the shipment, we would sustain a great loss.
But it will incur great loss on us if we accept it without claiming, since vitamin B12 itself is one of the most valuable goods.
I see. Don't worry. We stand by our products. We cannot afford to have our customers unhappy with us, because that would push them to the side of our competitors.
That's true. You know, good quality helps to build up the goodwill of an enterprise.
Right. But I hope you don't decline the contract. I'm willing to bring down my price by 20% this time. Are you satisfied?
In that case, we agree to accept your proposal.
Even though it costs us much, we think it is worthy of doing in view of keeping a long-term cooperation. We are sure to take lessons from this transaction and try to improve our quality as soon as possible. I hope we still have chance to cooperate again.
So do I.
Good morning, Mr. Darkey. Welcome to China.
Good morning, Ms. Xu. This is the third time I come to China. I really love China, especially its amusing dragon dance and its beautiful garments.
I'm glad you could say so. Do you want to see some of our samples?
Right, thank you. What a beautiful display of garments.
Do you really like it? You know, our garments have been sold in over 80 countries and regions.
That's great. You export mostly shirts, trousers, work clothes, and pajamas, don't you?
Yes, we did in the past. But now, our export garments include lounge suits, jackets, ski suits, hunting suits, overcoats, all-weather coats, and dresses.
Your laborious workmanship is something we appreciate most. I know a bit about this line, and I can see the quality from its design and stitching.
We are quite proud of our craftsmanship.
The material is superb.
It's comfortable too.
Fine. Nowadays, people care much for the material, but they pay much more attention to its design. Take these pajamas, for example. Our people may like the material as to the designs. Maybe they are satisfactory to your domestic market, but they need to be adopted for the export market, or they will not be acceptable.
We can produce garments designed after the fashions of different markets, or according to the buyer's samples.
Really? That's good. Could garments be made specially for our market? I mean, according to the samples given?
Of course. We can arrange production to meet national characteristics and habitual tastes of different countries.
As you know, people from different countries have different tastes for colors and designs. We Australian people like noisy colors and novel designs. We do not like monocolor garments.
Oh, we haven't noticed that. But don't worry, we will produce our garments according to what our customers are likely to need, want, and like.
Do you have any pamphlets for my reference?
Here you are. If you go over it, you will definitely find some most attractive designs.
I hope so. Could you leave this pamphlet with me? I'd like to have a thorough and closer look.
Keep them, please.
Thank you. Well, Miss Xu, I'm sure we can work something out. May I come back tomorrow afternoon to continue the talk?
All right. See you.
See you.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。